Good morning. It's Wednesday. This is Guru's Tech Bytes, episode 115. First up, apparently if you write on Substack, you need your own website now, which is crazy because I thought the whole point of Substack was so you didn't have to. You know what this reminds me of? The time I tried to build a deck and the guy at Home Depot said I needed a foundation, and I said I already got one. It's called the ground. Huh? Okay, that's something. Anyway, these writers are trying to be fancy with their AI newsletters, but honestly, just write the words before Microsoft forces you to update your browser just to read it. Second, there's this thing called Codex Security, which sounds like a bouncer at a nightclub for nerds. It's about keeping your code safe from hackers, which is important because the last time my computer got a virus, it wasn't from a hacker. It was from a Windows update that decided my printer was an enemy of the state. I guess if you're using AI to write your code, you gotta make sure it's not writing a backdoor for some guy named Boros to steal my passwords, which are all password 123 anyway, so joke's on him. Third, we got some notes on the Kimi K3 architecture, and I don't know what a Kimi is, but it sounded like a mid-priced sedan. This is one of them big brain AI models, and they're talking about how it's built inside, which is like looking under the hood of a car, except it's just math, and no oil. I tried to read the notes, but my eyes glazed over faster than a donut at the Quahog police station. Still, smart folks seem to think it's a big deal, so good for them. And finally, we're talking about Zig's incremental compilation internals, which is a real mouthful. I don't know who Zig is, but he sounds like a guy who fixes your VCR. It's about how the computer reads the code faster, kind of like how I read the clams menu, so Lois thinks I'm literate. Honestly, anything that makes computers run faster without asking me to restart every 5 minutes is fine by me. Keep up the good work, Zig. That's your Daily Byte. Have a great day. Until next time.